Unit 5 UX Deliverables. A UX design process typically follows something similar to a design thinking approach, which consists of 5 basic phases. 1. Empathize. 2. Define. 3. Ideate. 4. Prototype. 5. Test. The first two phases are often grouped into the term user research. A number of tools and methods can be used in each phase. Each tool or method might produce a different type of output, deliverables. User research deliverables. Personas. A persona is a fictional character which the designers build as a sort of user stereotype. It represents the typical users, their goals, motivations, frustrations, and skills. Other information, such as demographics and education backgrounds, complete the persona. Depending on the scope of the projects, designers will generate a number of different personas to capture as wide a part of the audience as possible. Storyboards. A storyboard is an idea borrowed from the movie industry. It essentially consists of a comic strip outlining the user's actions and circumstances under which these are performed. The power of this idea is that it doesn't only demonstrate what the user does, but it also reveals the environment, which might be affecting how or why the user does something. Customer journey map. A customer journey map, also known as an experience map, is a diagram that represents the steps. For example, the process taken by a user to meet a specific goal. By laying the process out along a timeline, the designers can understand the changes in context, as well as the motivations, problems, and needs along the way. By identifying the major stumbling blocks for users, the designers can better relate to their problems. Ideation deliverables. Brainstorming. Brainstorming is a process whereby a team of designers generate ideas about how to address the issues identified in the user research phase. The concept here hinges on the generation of as many ideas as possible, even if they are completely wild, so that the designers can later sift through these and reduce them to the ideas that seem most promising. User flow. A user flow diagram is a simple chart outlining the steps that a user has to take with your product or service in order to meet a goal. In contrast to the customer journey map, the user flow diagram considers only what happens with your product, that is to say, ignoring all external factors. Prototyping deliverables. Sitemaps. Sitemaps show the hierarchy and navigation structure of a website. Such maps are also often produced for mobile apps as well. They serve to show how the content will be organized into screens or sections, and how the user may transition from one section of your service to another. Low-fidelity prototypes. A low-fidelity prototype omits any visual design details and serves as a rough guide to allow designers to get a feel of how and where they should place content. Low-fidelity prototypes can start as hand-drawn sketches and later are refined as computer-drawn wireframes, which are more faithful to the presentation of information on a real screen, but still lacking visual design details. High-fidelity prototypes. They try to show all the visual and typographic design details of a product, as it should be shown on a real screen. They take into consideration physical screen dimensions and are produced in a size that corresponds to the physical device's size, although these require a lot more time to produce compared with low-fidelity prototypes. They are often the type of illustration that you would want to show to a customer. Interactive prototypes. The low and high fidelity prototypes discussed above are little more than a collection of static images. To better evaluate your designs, you might turn these prototypes into an interactive demonstration aimed at showcasing how the interaction might work with these. Commercial prototyping software allows you to define clickable areas, transitions, and events in order to produce an interactive prototype that captures the user flow process and demonstrates interactivity. You can use these interactive prototypes in early user tests before committing to the expensive and laborious process of developing code. Evaluation deliverables. Usability report. No matter what you end up doing for evaluation, you will have to summarize your findings into a usability report. A complete usability report typically contains the following sections. Background summary. What you tested, where, and when. The tools and equipment that you used, and who was involved in the research. Methodology. how you went about the evaluation, what tasks you asked the users to perform, what data was collected, what scenarios were used, who the participants were, and their demographics. Test results. An analysis of all the data collected, including illustrations such as bar charts and textual descriptions of the findings, and illustrative user comments. Findings and recommendations. What do you recommend based on the data that you collected and your findings? Write down what worked well, what didn't, and why. State what should be done next to improve the design or move forward with the process. Analytics report. When a design product has been released and has been running for a while, your company might make some usage analytics data available to you. Looking into this data may offer great insights into how to improve usability, particularly if this data contains users' transitions and behaviors in your product. While it is tempting to just put in the nice visuals and charts produced automatically by products such as Google Analytics, the UX designer's job is not just to lay down the facts, but also to interpret them. So your report must contain the data, but also plausible explanations and recommendations on what to do.